Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to let you know that our listener support campaign continues. You can support it by becoming a monthly contributor through patreon.greatdetectives.net, or you can also give a one-time donation at support.greatdetectives.net. And during our listener support campaign, if you give a donation of $20 or more, you're entitled to an extra thank you gift. Among the options that we do have available at the $20 level, we'll gladly send you a Colonial Radio Theater audio drama. We have several to choose from, including The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury, a really excellent adaptation by Colonial. Also, King Solomon's Mine, Zorro and the Pirate Raiders, and Zorro Rides Again. At the $75 level, we have the Hillary Crane Mysteries from Jim French Productions. Great stories produced in Seattle really create a nice 1930s period feel, even though they are modern dramas. And then at the $100 level, we have Jim French Productions' greatest hero, Harry Nile and the History of Harry Nile, Volume 1. Or if you have Volume 1, we also could send Volumes 2, or all the way up to Volume 6. A full list of available items is at support.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of The Avenger. The original air date, December the 6th of 1945. And the title is The Crypt of Thoth.
The Avenger.
A road to crime ends in a trap that justice sets. Crime does not pay.
The Avenger, sworn enemy of evil, is actually Jim Brandon, a famous biochemist. Through his numerous scientific experiments, Brandon has perfected two inventions to aid him in his crusade against crime as the Avenger. The telepathic indicator, by which he is able to pick up thought flashes, and the secret diffusion capsule, which cloaks him in the black light of invisibility. Brandon's assistant, the beautiful Fern Collier, is the only one who shares his secrets and knows that he is the man the underworld fears as the Avenger. And now, the Avenger and the Crypt of Thoth.
Here are the notes you dictated, Jim. I've transcribed them, but frankly, I don't understand them.
Well, you're not to blame for that, Fern. Those last impressions I picked up on the telepathic indicator were very difficult to identify. It seemed to me that they were thoughts transmitted through writing, but the writing itself was obscure.
Yet you thought violence was indicated?
Yes. You see, Fern, waves are the primary force in telepathy, and the telepathic indicator not only picks up those waves, but amplifies them, just as a microscope magnifies an object. In this particular instance, strong impressions of robbery and perhaps even death accompany the impression of indecipherable writing.
Your notes indicated that the writing may have been hieroglyphics.
That's right, Fern. But I came to that conclusion after employing the factor of sense cooperation in an effort to clarify the thought flashes I had already received.
What prompted you to mention Professor Wilk in your notes, Jim?
Professor Wilk has been in the news recently in connection with that museum piece he had brought over from Egypt called The Crypt of Thoth. He's been trying to decipher the hieroglyphics on that crypt for years.
Do you think you may have picked up his thought flashes?
There's just a chance of it, Fern. I'm going to stay close to the indicator for a while, though. This is an entirely new type of experiment, and it promises to be very interesting.
Professor Wilk will be ready to go to the museum in just a moment. Sit down.
Thank you.
The professor worked on his notes all night, Clark. And this morning he was in a very happy mood.
You think he's hit upon the secret of where the jewels are hidden in the crypt?
I'm sure of it. But he intends to say nothing and get the jewels for himself, just as I told you. Clark, the time has come for us to force his hand. Today, in the museum. You know what to do.
Yes. It's hard for me to believe the professor would do this to us, Amara, after we've worked with him for years to solve the riddle of those hieroglyphics.
I know him better than you do, Clark. I told you we couldn't trust him.
Be careful, Amara. He's coming.
Amara, those letters I dictated must go out at once.
Yes, Professor.
Ah, good morning, Clark.
Good morning.
Come, Clark. Let's get along to the museum. We were a little late this morning, and there's a great deal of work to be done. The crypt room, Clark. Come inside and close the door.
Yes, Professor.
Ah, this crypt of Thoth is a beautiful thing, Clark.
Yes, a relic of an ancient civilization, steeped in mystery and promise. Why, that black onyx statue of Thoth, the Egyptian god of death, is well worth the price the museum paid to import the entire crypt.
Certainly, the statue is beautiful.
But how do you account for its being so strangely placed within the crypt? Its base reaches out above one's head like a little balcony.
Ah, that's how I knew the crypt was authentic. Just think of it, Clark. The secret of the pharaohs lies within that crypt. A fabulous fortune that only you and I and Amara know exists.
Professor, have you been able to translate that last line of hieroglyphics? Have you found out where the jewels are hidden?
Have patience, Clark. Soon we may know the secret.
Soon? Why, it's been 10 years since you first discovered this crypt in that obscure sacrificial temple in Egypt. My patience is worn out, Professor.
You are free to go whenever you wish, Clark.
That's what you want, isn't it? But I'm not going, Professor, because I know that you've already solved the secret of this crypt. You know where the jewels are and how to get them.
You are wrong, Clark. I intend to keep my bargain. When I succeed, you and Amara will get 1/10 as you were promised.
1/10? Why, you're mad, Professor. We all deserve an equal share.
You take what you are given, Clark. 1/10 or nothing.
You're a fool. I want 1/3. And if I don't get it, your life is forfeit.
Take my life and you have nothing, Clark.
There are ways to make you speak. This gun is one of them.
Clark, I warn you. Help! God!
No use to call for help, Professor. This room is soundproof and you know it.
Clark, be sensible.
What is the last line of the translation, Professor? Where does it say the jewels are hidden?
Ask the statue of the god inside the crypt there. He is more apt to tell you than I am.
Join him in death, then. Get inside.
No, no.
Inside,
no,
Professor!
No, please. Oh, don't let me out.
As you know, Professor, there's just enough air inside that crypt to keep a man alive for 5 minutes.
Let me out, Clark! Let me out!
Your secret or your life, Professor. You have 5 minutes to think it over.
I do not know the secret yet. But even if I did, no man's life is worth that price.
We shall see.
Let me out!
As the moments go by and you begin to suffocate, one breath of air will be worth more to you than all the jewels of the pharaohs. I can wait, Professor.
Let me out.
Clark, what happened? You're pale as death.
Amara, the professor, he's dead.
Clark, you killed him.
No, I didn't mean to. I can't understand how it happened, Amara.
What are you talking about? Did you shut him up in the crypt or didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did everything just as we planned it.
Only you forgot to let him out while he was still alive.
No. After he'd been in the crypt for 2 minutes, I heard a strange sound, and I opened the door immediately.
Yes.
The professor was lying on the floor. First, I thought he'd fainted, but he was dead.
You blundering idiot. I shouldn't have trusted this to you. Now the jewels are lost to us forever.
The jewels? That's all you think of. What about me? The police will say I killed Professor Wilk.
Yes, they will say it. And it is true.
Amara, if you do not protect me, I'll tell them everything. This plan was yours as well as mine.
I only wanted you to frighten the old man and make him talk.
How could I know the professor would die in 2 minutes when there was air enough for 5? Amara, you've got to help me.
All right. I will protect you from the police.
But how?
Listen carefully. This is your story, and if you stick to it, the police will think the death was accidental. I will back you up on every point. Now, you must do exactly as I say. And no matter how many times they question you, you must...
This is the room where we're to meet the inspector, Fern.
Is the crypt of Thoth in here, Jim?
Yes. I wonder what could have happened here. The inspector sounded excited over the phone.
We'll soon find out. Oh, quite a gathering.
Hello, Jim, Fern.
What's the trouble, Inspector?
Oh, Professor Wilk, that Egyptologist, or whatever they called him, was found dead in that crypt over there half an hour ago.
Why, Jim, we were just talking about Professor Wilk this morning.
Yes. Inspector, who are all these people?
I called them here for questioning, Jim. Come on, let's get started.
Well, it looks as if we're in on the ground floor of this case, Jim.
Certainly does, Fern.
Quiet, quiet, everybody. Now come up here as I call your names. First, Joe Clark.
Yes, sir.
Clark, you were Professor Wilk's assistant?
That's right.
How long did you work for him?
Almost 6 years, ever since he came back from Egypt.
Tell us exactly what happened this morning, Clark.
Well, I called for the professor at his house this morning at 11, and we walked down here to the museum.
The professor only lived a block away, so you must have arrived here about 5 minutes past 11?
Yes, I suppose so.
And you came straight to this room where the crypt is?
That's right. The professor wanted to copy some of the hieroglyphics from the crypt.
Go ahead.
Well, we talked for a few minutes, and then the professor went inside the crypt. He discovered he'd forgotten a book he needed and sent me back to his home for it. I couldn't have been gone more than 15 minutes, and when I came back, I found the crypt door closed and the professor inside, dead.
What did you do?
I called the guard and then telephoned the police.
May I ask a question, Inspector?
Go ahead, Jim.
Mr. Clark, what made you think the professor was inside the crypt? Wasn't the door always left open when anyone was inside?
Yes. At first, I didn't know where the professor was. I waited around for a few minutes and... And then I went out and asked the guard if the professor had left. Well, the guard said he hadn't. So I came back here to look for him. Found him dead from suffocation on the floor of the crypt.
Thank you.
That's all right now, Clark. Timothy Sills next.
Right here, sir.
Sills, you were the guard on duty in the hall outside this room?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's your story?
Well, it's just like Mr. Clark said, sir. Exactly.
You saw Clark leave to get the book about 10 minutes after 11.
Yes, sir, I saw him leave.
Did you see the professor between the time Clark left and returned?
No, but I could hear the professor moving about in here.
Sills, did you hear any sound that might have been the crypt door closing?
Well, I can't say for sure. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Further questions later, Sills.
Yes, sir.
Miss Amara Nakila.
I'm Amara Nakila.
Miss Nakila... What was your position with Professor Wilk?
Secretary. I kept the professor's notes and helped him with his translations.
You met the professor in Egypt, didn't you?
Yes, almost 10 years ago.
Are you Egyptian?
My father was.
Tell me, in your own words, what happened this morning?
Mr. Clark told you the truth, Inspector. I was working in the professor's office when Mr. Clark came back for the book... And then, well, we talked a few minutes, and then he left.
Inspector?
Yes?
May I ask Miss Nakila to list her own activities this morning?
Well, that's not important, Jim. We know she wasn't at the museum, so she couldn't have had anything to do with the professor's death.
Well, just for the records, Inspector.
All right. Answer the question, Miss Nakila.
Well, as soon as I was left alone, I went to the professor's study to type some letters.
How many letters did you type?
Oh, Jim, for heaven's sake.
Please, Inspector.
Oh, all right, Miss Nakila. Answer.
Well, frankly, I didn't type any. I decided to read the morning paper before I got to work. After I'd finished reading, I began to type a letter.
Then Mr. Clark came back?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all, Inspector.
Miss Nakila, what did Clark say when he called to tell you Professor Wilk was dead?
Why, he said the professor had died from suffocation in the crypt.
You're sure, he said, from suffocation?
I'm certain.
Clark, what made you so positive of that?
Well, he couldn't have died any other way.
No?
Well, it just happens, Clark, that the professor's neck was broken.
And now, back to the Avenger and the Crypt of Thought.
Yes, Clark. It just happens that the professor's neck was broken.
His neck was broken? Why, that's impossible.
Then you do not think it was an accident, Inspector?
I'll have to be convinced of that, Miss Nakila. Any questions here, Jim?
Yes. Miss Nakila, I'd like to see the professor's notes.
That is no longer possible. The professor tore them up this morning before he left his house.
He tore them up? I didn't know that.
He didn't tell you, Mr. Clark?
Why, no.
This isn't getting us anywhere. The professor's notes aren't on trial here. I'll question Raymond Tyler, the guard at the front entrance next.
Inspector, while you're finishing up here, do you mind if Fern and I take a look around the crypt?
No, go ahead, Jim.
Come on, Fern.
Raymond Tyler, you were on duty at the front entrance this morning when the professor and...
Gosh, Jim, this crypt is supposed to be thousands of years old, isn't it?
Yes. If Professor Wilk was right, this vault served as a tomb for several of the pharaohs.
Do you think we'll find any clues here, Jim?
We're not going to look, Fern. Not now.
What?
We're going to sneak out that door and get over to the professor's house right away. Come on. The coast is clear.
Now that we're here in the professor's study, what are we looking for, Jim?
The professor's notes, for one thing, Fern. Now, you search that desk, and I'll go through the wastebasket. We'll have to hurry. I don't want anyone to find us here.
Okay. Gosh, I'll have to be careful here. Everything is so neat. That secretary certainly must be efficient.
Oh, never mind, Fern. Here they are, right on top of the basket, and there's a newspaper underneath them.
I'll help you pick them out. Lucky for us, they were on top of this morning paper. Oh, Jim, these notes won't be any good to us. They're torn in tiny pieces.
Fern, we've got to fit them together. If it takes a year.
You do think they're important?
Fern, these notes are the case history of a murder.
Listen here, Sills. That message you sent me demands an explanation. Why did you want me to meet you here in the crypt room at midnight?
I had to talk with you private, Mr. Clark.
Sills, I don't know what's on your mind. But this meeting is risky and stupid.
Risky, maybe, but not stupid, Mr. Clark.
Oh, get to the point. What do you want?
Just this. You got yourself a partner, Clark.
What did you say?
You heard me. Why do you think I lied to the inspector for you? I know you killed Professor Wilk, and I know why you killed him.
What are you talking about?
I used to open the door a little and listen to you two talking in here. I got an earful yesterday, all right.
So, you want to be cut in on the jewels?
That's right. How soon can you get them out of that crypt, Clark?
That depends. I'll need some help.
Where are they hidden?
Come here. I'll show you. Now, see that little dome there on the top of the crypt?
Yeah.
Well, come on, step inside. This thing won't bite you.
Okay.
Look closely now. There! Suffocate, you fool! So, you wanted to be a partner, Sills. Well, you can be one. You and the professor have a partnership in death.
So you set Clark free, Inspector?
I had to, Jim.
Oh, I still think Clark killed Sills, Inspector.
Our evidence wouldn't hold up, Jim. I couldn't prove any connection between Sills and Clark.
There was a connection, Inspector. Sills deliberately protected Clark at your first questioning. That crypt room was soundproof. Sills couldn't have heard the professor moving around in there as he said he did.
But, Jim, I couldn't get anyone to swear that the door to that room was closed at the time. We've got to dig up some real evidence.
Well, we're working on that now, aren't we, Fern?
That's right. We're fitting the professor's notes together like a jigsaw puzzle, Inspector.
Oh, you're wasting your time
now,
on that
Inspector,
stuff.
Oh.
Jim, you're letting me down on this case. Here I am with two sensational deaths on my hands, and you're playing around with puzzles.
Now, there's more to that crypt of thought than meets the eye, Inspector.
Well, maybe so,
Inspector, I promise that in a little while you'll get the evidence you need. Evidence that will make your eyes pop. Now, you run along and let me finish up these notes. This god of death has a mighty interesting history.
Thank you.
police released you?
Yes, Amara. Close the door. I've got to talk to you.
All right. Come into the study. You didn't tell them anything, did you, Clark?
Oh, of course not. Let me sit down. I'm worn out. That inspector grilled me for hours.
Clark, it's time for a showdown. Why did you kill that guard?
I had to. He was trying to blackmail us.
Blackmail you mean?
Well, he knew all about the professor's death. I had
to. You've gone too far this time, Clark. I'm through. I was willing to bargain for the jewels.
You can stop pretending, Amara. You used me to get rid of the professor. I know that now.
Why should I want the professor dead?
Because you have solved the secret of the crypt. You wanted to get rid of him and me, so you could have the jewels for yourself.
I suppose I stood inside the crypt and broke the professor's neck.
No, but I'm convinced you knew that was going to happen.
You know too much, Clark.
Yes, and I'll tell the police, unless you get those jewels from the crypt immediately and share them 50-50.
You will not find the professor's gun in that drawer, Clark. I have it here. Put your hands up.
Oh, Mara, listen. Unless we stick
together... You asked me to stop pretending. So I will. Yes. I used you, Clark. I wanted the professor dead. But now I don't need you anymore. You're in my way.
What are you going to do, Amara?
I'm going to silence you. Then I'll be free to go to the museum and get the jewels.
You won't get away with it.
Oh, yes, I will. I have it all planned. After I've hidden the jewels, I'll go to the police myself and report your death to them.
No.
I'll call it self-defense. No.
Jim, are you all right?
Good. You can open the crypt door now, Fern. I've got the jewels.
Oh, Jim, when I heard that noise in there, I thought something had happened to you.
We were right in our translation of that last line, Fern. That one symbol that was transcribed backwards was meant to be translated that way.
In other words, the symbol meaning open was meant to be translated closed.
That's right. And the crypt door had to be closed for the device to work. That was the only word the professor hadn't mastered.
But, Jim, where are the jewels? That's only a piece of onyx from the base of the statue you've got there.
Yes, but look what's encrusted on the underside of it.
Jim, those rubies are the size of walnuts and those pearls.
Enough to ransom every king alive.
Oh, the inspector's eyes will pop all right. But, Jim, how were you able to get them without being injured?
Well, I stood on the third stone from the back, just as the instructions indicated. That placed me directly underneath the statue. As soon as you closed the door of the crypt, that stone began to move like a seesaw. I balanced myself and let the stone go down 5 times on each side. Then I crouched low as the base of the statue swung out above me.
Otherwise, it would have caught you right on the neck as it did the professor?
Right.
Oh, but, Jim, how did you prevent the base from sliding back and holding up the jewels again?
I used this crowbar as a wedge.
Good heavens. This secret certainly was well protected.
Yes. That moving stone operated a lever that released this base.
And struck down anyone trying to get the treasure?
That's right, Fern.
Now what, Jim? Do we take the jewels to headquarters?
Oh, no. We'll place them there upon that table and cover them.
I don't understand what you're planning to do, Jim.
Fern, I'm setting the stage for the last act of this little drama.
Oh, good. What part do I play?
Messenger, I want you to go to headquarters and bring Inspector White back here. Tell him to park out front and wait.
Just wait?
Yes, Fern. A murderer will come out of this building tonight.
But what about you, Jim?
I'll be waiting too, Fern. Right here as the Avenger.
Here is the crypt. I must not be afraid. I have but to follow the instructions carefully, and I can outwit the god of death and live to wear the jewels of the pharaohs. What was that? Is anyone there?
I speak for those who have died within this crypt, Amara.
Oh, a voice from the dead.
Look, Amara, there, upon the table.
The jewels.
Yes, the treasure that the god of death has protected for centuries.
The jewels of the pharaohs. Almighty Thoth, you have given them to me. I kneel before you.
Rise up, Amara. There is blood upon your hands. Speak. Why did you kill the professor?
I had discovered your secret, Almighty Thought. I had to send the professor here to die because he knew the secret too, except for that one word.
And Syl, the god.
Clark killed him. It was the only way. He tried to blackmail us.
Clark, the conspirator. Where is he?
Clark is dead. I shot him.
Then flee from this place. Go at once, Amara. The god of death rules here. You must flee, Amara. Flee.
Yes. Yes. I will go. Out there in the night, I can escape your vengeance. I must escape. Escape!
The voice of death speaks clearly to all who dare to kill. Justice awaits you, Amara.
Jim, I know you were almost certain from the beginning that Clark was guilty. But what made you suspect Amara?
She made one slip in that story, she told the Inspector Fern.
What was that, Jim?
She said the professor tore up his notes before he went to the museum that morning.
Yes, and we found the notes torn just as she said.
Oh, not quite. When I asked Amara to list her own activities that morning, she said she read the morning paper after Clark and the professor left for the museum.
But what did that have to do with it?
Now, if those two statements had been true, then the notes would have been underneath the newspaper in the basket.
That's right. I remember now. The notes were on top of the basket with the newspaper underneath them.
So Amara must have torn up the notes herself after she read the paper. And that could only mean that she knew the professor wasn't coming back.
And also that she had solved the secret and didn't need the notes any longer.
Exactly. Of course, we had no way of knowing that she would kill Clark rather than share the jewels. I was expecting both of them to come to the museum to collect.
Oh, Jim, look at the time. We'd better go if we want to get to the museum in time for the private showing of the jewels.
All characters, names, places, and plots used in the Avenger program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
This is a thought. A thought. A thought. Remember... Listen for another adventure of...
The Avenger.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Now, that thought radio is... Very precise. Perhaps a bit too precise. It's kind of interesting the way that the Avenger uses these things. They're mostly props rather than key parts of the case. Mostly it's just down to basic detective work. But at any rate, that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for the adventures of Philip Marlowe. And next Thursday, be sure and listen as we start into Mystery Theater featuring Mark Saber. Remember, our listener support campaign does continue. Among the items we do have available for our listeners in the United States and Canada are some great movies. We have the Michael Shane Mystery Movie Collection with Lloyd Nolan for the donation of $50 or more. We have, as long with a Thin Man collection with with a donation of $50 or more, along with The Big Sleep and The Maltese Falcon. And for $100 or more, we'll send along the George Sanders Saint movie collection or the Nick Carter triple feature featuring Walter Pidgeon. A full list of available thank you gifts can be found at support.greatdetectives.net. Well, that will do it today. Send your comments to Box 13, greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.